This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The two main reasons for a significant drop in food production in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, are climate change and international sanctions. Tapan Mishra, UN resident coordinator in DPRK, told UN News on Thursday. Mr. Mishra was at UN headquarters in New York to meet with representatives of donor and potential donor countries to appeal for an increase in funding for food aid and health assistance. When the resident coordinator spoke to me, he explained that, although the country has needed aid for many years, it looks as though 2019 is set to be a tough year for many North Koreans.
DPR Korea has been a protracted and a chronic case of a humanitarian situation over the years. This year, the food security situation is one of the most dangerous because the food production in 2018 has been one of the lowest in the entire decade. There are almost a 10% reduction from last year. The overall food need is much beyond 6 million and the production is less than 4.9 million. And therefore, we have a shortage of about 1.4 million metric tons. That's been a real challenge. We also have chronic malnutrition with children and pregnant lactating mothers and the other vulnerable like elderly and people with disabilities need our support to provide nutrition support. Finally, also in health and water sanitation hygiene, there are major issues which are ongoing. There's a large issue of tuberculosis and multi-drug resistant tuberculosis which needs to be attended. So overall, this is a really difficult situation that we need to address urgently in terms of the humanitarian assistance required.
A 10% drop in food production seems very big. What are the main reasons for this fall?
The two major reasons. One is climate change related. Last year, we had a huge heat wave in July and August where the temperatures were ranging between 5 to 12 degrees higher Celsius over the average temperatures. The production of standing corn was adversely affected. The pollination did not happen to get corn cobs fully seeded. And also whatever moisture was on the seeds was sucked out by the insects. So overall, the corn production was very badly damaged. After that, there were two floods that happened in the Gangwon and the South Hamyong region, where a lot of the standing crop was destroyed by the floods. And in August, North Hwangwei and South Hwangwei, which are the rice basket or the food basket of North Korea, were adversely affected by flash floods where 66,000 hectares of land were swept away by the floods. So in total, both the climate change issues did impact. The second major factor is that these UN sanctions, which are not intended to impact humanitarian assistance, did impact the agricultural production. And therefore, there's a fall in the agricultural production as well because of lack of ability to import fertilizers, pesticides, agricultural equipment and fuel, which is essential for agriculture. So these have both contributed very severely in the production of food last year.
There's been a lot of discussion, talk about the recent diplomatic efforts to denuclearize the peninsula. Has that had any impacts, do you think, on the humanitarian situation?
I wish it did, because, Connor, if you see that the funding that we received last year, we'd asked for 111 million. We have received only about 24% of that. We were able to provide some support. In fact, we were able to reach about 2 million people, which is one third of the people we were trying to reach, with much more limited support. So therefore, the diplomatic efforts are in the right direction, but it has not impacted in terms of the donor support, in terms of humanitarian assistance funding. We need to have the humanitarian considerations to be without any geopolitical consideration to support humanitarian assistance in DPR Korea.
But as you said, last year you only reached under a quarter of what you were asking for. 2017, I believe it was around a third. So how hopeful are you that you're going to do better this year?
I'm very hopeful because, as you see, the geopolitical climate is improving. There's a much better relationship that's emerging in the Korean Peninsula. I'm appealing from the humanitarian side that regardless of political outcome, the poor and the vulnerable populations in DPR Korea, especially children, infants and children under five, pregnant and lactating mothers, the elderly and the disabled, they deserve to have the assistance that they need to be able to survive over this harsh period, especially with the food insecurity and the other challenges of health and nutrition and water sanitation hygiene. So I'm hoping that our member states, donors and our critical supporters who have been over the years been supporting DPR Korea will respond urgently to fill these gaps in terms of the humanitarian support which have been pending over the years.
And if you don't make that total, what will the impact be on North Korea?
The consequences will be even more difficult. And the UN and the other humanitarian organizations which are working in DPR Korea, it becomes very difficult for us to be there and not be able to provide any support. So I hope our donors are listening to us, and we are reaching out to all the our potential donors to really urgently respond to this need, because the food insecurity is the biggest challenge ahead of us. And then even this year, when you look at the climate conditions, the soil precipitation does not look good. The snow has been low, and therefore the early harvest this year may be affected unless we are keeping a close track on that. But we need to look at how to support agricultural production, because this is not a war-torn zone that we cannot do agriculture. We need support, and therefore we need the help from all our donors to invest in meeting the needs and priorities of humanitarian support in the DPR Korea.
Beyond funding, you of course need to have good access to the people who need aid. And in order to get that, you have to have a constructive relationship with the government. How would you characterize that relationship now? Do you believe you are getting to the people you need to get to?
Carlo, that's a very good... I'm happy that you asked the question. We have strengthened our monitoring and reporting extremely high. We have done 1,866 project visits last year with all the donors. 845 days of actual monitoring on the ground. We have the best record so far of access. Even the provinces that we didn't have access earlier, we have access in with international staff. But again, the principle of no access, no assistance can be reversed on the other side. If we cannot give assistance, we will lose the access that we have got so preciously. So therefore, again, with the government, I would say that our relationship of confidence has grown. They have seen the genuine efforts that humanitarians are making on the ground to improve the lives of the people in distant and difficult areas, to be able to see how we can contribute more effectively. And we have been very fortunate that this improved relationship has got us more and more access to be able to reach out to the people who are in need of the humanitarian assistance the most.